to try to produce a real in-depth examination of how to, to curtail or to contain the escalating costs on your businesses, Joe. If that we can find those things, well, then I think we will have succeeded. And meanwhile, we'll hang on to this bill. I'll just simply, I don't have any intentions of moving this out until I feel that it has been at least thoroughly aired within the industry, and the industry believes that, that this is an approach you'll go forward with, or that you can come back to the committee and tell us, you know, what you think. You know, how can we help you? That's the key.
Chairman, I made it to perhaps add a little to that charge. The testimony was that you are now required to submit a business plan if you want to get a loan for starting a business, and with the unfortunate dismal results of successful business statistics that you've shown, that's probably not a bad idea. What I guess I'm saying to underscore what the chairman just mentioned is I think a business plan for this proposal needs to be looked at and ferreted out and see what projected revenues, benefits, et cetera, and reductions in cost to the industry are going to be. I feel very empathetic to Paul having been in that kind of position with bureaucracy before myself. But at the same time, perhaps industry might want to consider putting some pressure, if you will, on the people who are making the decisions of where the revenue that is now being received by the state being paid for these functions.
Exactly.
Representative Green, 1 second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This certainly would not be inconsistent with what we just did this weekend, too, in the Economic Task Force at the joint House session, House and Senate grouping. They were begging for input for this very thing, and if there's something that we as a legislature can do to ease the situation, we're ready for it.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's now